me, children.
Little Bugsy the rabbit was awake early in the morning. He could hardly wait for his mother to finally wake up. Later today, he would meet his rabbit buddy, Roger. Bugsy had met him while playing hide-and-seek with the other rabbit children. Bugsy wanted to have fun with Roger and see if they could become good friends. He told his mother that he was planning to meet Roger.
"Do you think Roger would like to explore the forest with me?" Bugsy asked.
"Of course," said his mother. "Just don't go too far into the forest. To the glade and no further." A little later, Bugsy hopped off across the field. Roger was already waiting down by the river. Bugsy began to explain.
"Spring always brings new things, and everything blooms."
"Really?"
"Yes. Come on, let's explore the forest together."
And the two children hopped excitedly through the forest, and soon they discovered a particularly beautiful spot. This had to be the forest glade. Here the grass was very green, and the first colorful flowers were already poking their heads up. The two little explorers were thrilled by the beauty of the forest glade. They had decided to meet every day from now on and explore more around the glade. So over the next few weeks, they explored the woods together. Bugsy and Roger saw the flowers bloom across the field and through the beauty and the silence of the forest. One day, they came across a small pond where many frogs croaked like a cheerful springtime concert. Later, they watched the birds returning to build their nests for their bird babies. And with every day together in the forest, Bugsy and Roger became much better friends. They did almost everything together. They hopped with curiosity through the meadows, they listened to the bird songs, and enjoyed the scent of the flowers. Someday, they even found wild carrots and shared a meal together. One day, Bugsy and Roger came across a mysterious spot in the forest glade. Bugsy felt this place was special.
"Hey, Roger, I feel different here. It feels like I am a part of nature."
Roger looked at Bugsy in amazement. He too sensed the specialness of this place.
"Yes, my friend, this is the most beautiful spot I have ever seen."
So together they hopped across the magical spot and stumbled upon a hidden spring. The water was so clear and refreshing that they decided to name it the Rabbit Spring. The two bunny children also met other forest animals and shared their joy and their new discovery. Bugsy was known to everyone as Jolly Bugsy because he was always in a good mood and very friendly. With each day, the friendship between Bugsy and Roger grew stronger. Nature makes friends, they say, because this spring had not only been made nature to bloom, but also the hearts of the two bunny children.
The Little Mole. For days, the little mole who called himself Molly had dug a long tunnel under a meadow. It was a large meadow surrounded by a forest and a distant farmhouse. Only occasionally took little Molly a break to eat some nuts, worms, and caterpillars, which he found in the ground. One day, he dug his tunnel for a long time. The ground was rocky, and digging was very difficult. Then suddenly, after he had almost given up, the ground became soft, and then he found worms, lots of worms. Actually, there were more worms than he could eat, and after eating a huge amount of worms, which tasted delicious, little Molly fell asleep exhausted. When he woke up again, he decided it was time to finally dig a molehill. But Molly also wanted to know where he was, because the tunnels are always very dark, and he wasn't always sure where he would appear on the surface. Carefully, little Molly scooped the earth out of his tunnel, further and further up, until suddenly sunlight shone into the dark tunnel. Done! He carefully poked his whiskers into the light and sniffed back and forth. He really liked what he smelled. Fresh air. But where